With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de la Desma reports on Ukraine's new mobilization law.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine came into force on Saturday as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. It also provides incentives to soldiers, such as cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or car. The measures reflect the growing strain that more than 2 years of war with Russia has had on Ukraine's forces, who are trying to hold the front lines in fighting. That's sapped the country's ranks and stores of weapons and ammunition. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power yesterday from Texas to Louisiana after fierce thunderstorms swept hurricane-force winds through the Houston area, in some cases blowing windows right out of downtown skyscrapers. Bob Orevec is a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Most of the severe weather effects from this current line of thunderstorms that moved through Texas and are now moving across the Gulf Coast has been from high winds.
And the National Weather Service also warning today that temperatures should hit about 90 degrees, and that could mean heat exhaustion for some people if they're not careful, as they're working with all the recovery efforts. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's vacillating support for Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility throughout the region.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
Talent says the double messages have made all countries in the region less likely to accede to any U.S. demands. This is SRN News. Decency experts now issuing a new warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural Americans. The ads come from a group called the American Bridge 21st Century, and they've begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, for example, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother complains about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. The world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, was arrested before climbing the PGA Championship leaderboard.
He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions.
I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times.
He was booked into jail at 7:28 a.m. and was released and arrived at Valhalla at 9:12 a.m.
My main focus after getting arrested was wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play. And, fortunately, I was able to do that.
Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and was chased down and cuffed. I'm Gethin Kulba.
And the charges include two misdemeanors, one a violation and the other a felony. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.